With the summer blockbuster season fast approaching, X-Men First Class hits theaters tomorrow, and we are honored, if not humbled, to be on the phone with Michael Fassbender. He is Magneto in the new movie, and how are you, man?
Hey, good, man. How's it going?
Excellent. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it, dude.
Listen, thanks so much for having me.
The comic book nerd in me really wants to know, because these roles can be super, super competitive. Did you have to, like, prove that you knew the storyline and all that stuff behind the character before you were considered for it, or was it a pretty easy process for you?
No, I had to go into a room and bend metal. It was like, you know, I was very much on the spot. I'm just messing.
Prisoners at Jialing Jail in southwest China were given an interesting opportunity to kick off the Chinese New Year. The inmates were allowed to invite their relatives to the prison so that they could wash their feet. The ancient ceremony is intended as a way to express an apology for the disgrace they have brought upon their relatives. A prison spokesman said, quote, more than 150 prisoners washed more than 450 pairs of feet. It makes them think about their crime and the consequences. It's a very moving experience, and every visitor can even buy a souvenir photo.
Oh,
because, you know, you want to turn your relative washing your feet into that nice little keepsake for yourself.
Well, you know, you put it in your Christmas card stuff.
Big J, Kat Von D says Jesse James apparently cheated on her with at least 19 women during their relationship.
Jesus, I didn't even know 19 different girls.
I don't know.
I don't know how it happened. Oh, hey, Jesse James, look, I'll sleep with you.
Hey, guess what? You're bangable. He's such a nice guy, I don't want to hate him, but he seems like a douchebag. A guest in this very show, Big J. Long before the whole thing went down.
Well, in the midst of it.
Yeah, he was probably waist deep in a chick on the phone with us.
Probably, just like Bill Clinton.
Jesse James was mid-bang during his interview with some random chick.
Hold on a second. Oh, vinegar strokes.
Ladies, they're telling you there's a chance. Johnny Depp and his longtime wife and girlfriend, Vanessa Paradis, have decided to split up. The couple have been together for 14 years. They have two children together, Lily Rose, who's 13, and Jack, who is 9, or as he likes to call him, Captain Jack. Depp's publicist issued a statement saying the couple have amicably separated and asking the media to respect their privacy, to which the media cackled evilly, like that was ever going to happen. In Cincinnati, police arrested 27-year-old Les Paul Stuckey on disorderly conduct charges after he was seen allegedly humping a police cruiser.
Imagine being a law enforcement guy standing there with your arms crossed as the dude goes at it at the back of your car and says, hey, knock it off.
And then he goes to the front of the car.
He goes to the front. Yeah, watch this. It's like another clip right out of Reno 911, man.
Some people's kids.
Sometimes it just pays to be a police officer. The sheer entertainment value, I would have to say.
And then you get to tase them after it's all done, so bonus points. Morning after.
Now hump the car.
With Nick and Big J. Oh, you can't. You peed yourself. Five Finger Death Punch. We're on the phone right now with their guitarist. His name is Jason. What is the recording process like for you guys? Is it a very kind of, serious mode in the studio, or do you guys, like, loosen up and have some fun while you're doing this?
The first thing I did with my house is I put my studio together. You know, before I had appliances, I had, you know, guys help me wire my studio together because I had to go to work right away. I was doing guitar solos out of my studio. Zoltan was doing rhythm guitars and such on his home studio system. And we literally could exchange files and work together via the internet.
Yeah, and then you can go take a crap in your own toilet.
Exactly. or like people going, dude, how's that solo coming? You know, we're all waiting on you. And I'm like answering it from like the, you know, the blow up cushion in my pool. I'm kind of on a block. I'll get back to you on that.
Almost there, boys. Almost there.
Hang on. Yeah. It'll be ready tomorrow. I'm like, honey, flip the burgers.